You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have democracy headlines today from Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin, and good news from Michigan, which implements its Promote the Vote citizen ballot initiative on May 2nd. First, Alabama, where proposed Senate Bill 9 would require paper ballots, and SB 10 would prohibit the use of vote tabulation machines, which could be connected to the internet or cell networks to prevent hacking, according to Alabama Today. The Associated Press reports that a state election board in North Carolina has removed two Surrey County election officials after they refused to certify the November 2023 election and allegedly wrote a letter falsely claiming that the vote was illegal. Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin's office said in a letter this week that he was rescinding Governor Ralph Northam's 2021 directive to automatically restore the voting rights of people with felony convictions. Returning felons would again need to appeal to the governor's office. Wisconsin citizens wishing to register to vote in the critical April 4th Supreme Court election must do so in person by 5 p.m. on March 31st. An in-person registration for Michigan's May 2nd school and county elections begins April 18th. This is the first election implementing the new Promote the Vote initiative, guaranteeing 9 days of early voting, prepaid postage for absentee ballots, and an optional permanent absentee voter list. We have links and details for all these stories at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.